You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this glorious Friday to be here and to have fellowship in God's presence praying at Bethel Encounters, glorious Friday. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Kingdom authority is our monthly theme, and the scripture, Mark 16, 17 to 18, the signs of them who believe in Christ Jesus. Today, our prayer is centered on the glory of the King. The glory of the King we find in Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. That is our glorious God. His throne is rules over all. Prepared in heaven, he rules over all. Kingdom authority flows from the glory and throne of God. Our worship must exalt him as King over all. And in recent Bethel Encounters, we always reiterate that the Lord God whom we serve is the God above all gods. You don't need to bow to any lesser God because he's the God above all gods. He's the King above all kings. Before you check your phone in the morning, before you scroll through the news, before you jump into your to-do list, you need to pause and take some time, spend some time with the Lord, declaring his rule over your day, over your life, declaring his glorious rule over every aspect of your life. You have to think of it like a soldier who, before picking up any weapon, he prepares. He prepares. He must salute his commanding general before he takes up any weapon to go to war. Before you face the day, you need to salute our commanding king, the king of all kings. You need to spend some time with the Lord. You can't just go past the one who gives you the authority and the power to be able to face the day. You cannot ignore him. The Lord have mercy upon us in any way that by our habits we ignore the Lord on a daily basis. May he have mercy and help us and help restore us. Restore that order in our life that every morning we'll make it a point to speak with him before we speak with anybody else. When there's credit, we need to give all credit. If there's a win or a victory in our lives, we need to acknowledge that God, his glorious throne, is above all. And so the ultimate credit must go to God deliberately, intentionally. We must give all the glory to God. Whether you got healed, physical healing, emotional healing, whether you got any visitation of the Lord, his provision, you need to give all credits unto the Lord. You must do it deliberately, consciously. And also, in everything, you have to acknowledge the rule of the Lord, his kingdom rule over your life. It is important. The glory of the king must reflect in your life in all these areas, in acknowledging him every day, in giving the credit to him every time, and also in your mind. You create a mental space in your mind. Make it every, Lord, you need to consciously acknowledge that he is the one who rules your life. Today we move to our first prayer topic. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Psalm 24 verse 8. We are praying that Father in heaven, reveal yourself as the King of glory, strong and mighty in our midst. In Jesus' name, the prayer is on your screen. Just lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are right now in the name of Jesus. Rababaya kabaya shibe deve andedebe ramamaya andedebe yabarabaya baya kabala rabaya ndodododebe shibe deve andedebe debe yaba rababaya barabaya kaba rebebe rebebe yabaraba maya ndedebe debe shibe deve andodododebe Rababaya Badabaya Kabadaba Yandere Bedebea Dodododo Rebebea Bayandere Bedebea Dodododo Diebe Ayandere Bedebea Badabaya Kabadaba Rababaya Dedebe. Father in heaven, reveal yourself as the King of glory, strong and mighty in our midst, in Jesus' name. Every time, Lord, in our midst, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself as the King of glory in the name of Jesus. In our lives and in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. We are praying, Father in heaven, receive all greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty from our worship in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Receive all greatness, O Lord. Receive all power, O our Father. Receive all glory, our Father in heaven. Receive the victory. Receive all majesty from our worship, from our worship, from our worship. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are also praying from Psalm 145, verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Psalm 145, verse 13. We are praying, Father in heaven, let the reality of your everlasting kingdom saturate our gatherings, even our glow music, in the name of Jesus. Let the reality of your everlasting kingdom saturate our gatherings in Jesus' name. Let it also saturate our lives. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father, let the reality of your everlasting kingdom saturate our gatherings and in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus, before we go into our last Thanksgiving prayer, the Lord's testimony is to be manifested in our lives. I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ Jesus. Scripture says that for all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Because of the sin of one man, Adam, the whole of mankind was born into sin. Sin ruled, but through Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, who paid the dear price, that heavy price of death, grave, judgment, he paid for it by dying on the rugged cross, taking the place of man. And yet he rose up again by the power of the Holy Spirit. And today he's seated by the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, that we will not even also fall into that, but we will have eternal life. He's conquered the death and the grave for us, that we also can be partakers of eternal life. But all you have to do is give your life to Christ Jesus, that your relationship with the Father would be restored, that you have access to eternal life. Say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me. Today, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, and without you, I am condemned to death. But today, I repent of my sins. I turn away from them, and I turn to you, Lord, that have mercy upon me. Accept me into your kingdom. Be my Lord and be my Savior. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. As we sing this song of praise, so hold on to any documented prayer request that you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will and time. In Jesus' name, lift your voice and sing with us this song. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, oh, worthy. You are worthy.
wave your hands for the next seconds. Wave your hands to Jesus and just begin to thank the Lord in faith that these requests are turned into testimonies. Lift your voice according to His will, praising Him for the testimonies. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We lift our voices and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. That all these prayer requests are turned to testimonies. In the name of Jesus, we pray this application before you, that you reveal your glory. Jesus, thank you that we see the evidence of your glory in our lives, in our families, in our health, in our minds, in our finances. Jesus, in the nation, in our surrounding areas, in our influence, in the ministry, in our ministries, in our times with you, in our personal times with you, in our congregational times with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for your glory. 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 Rabalye debe shatayandalaba. We give you all the glory.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.